Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, we're talking about adding $237,000 in equity by purchasing single-family houses over 2,000 miles away, halfway across the U.S., with an individual who is on track to retire himself in the next couple of years. I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And I'm with Sean Swanson, and we're going to hear his story today. And Sean, I want to start... Before we actually even introduce you, I want to start with something that you said yesterday. You said, it's frustrating to tell people about Lifestyles Unlimited. You begin to talk about real estate and people's eyes glaze over. It's just something out there they can't do. And what is your response to that?
I'm excited about what I'm doing. And I tell my friends or, you know, people in my community about what I'm doing. And they can't even hear it, it seems like to me. Yeah, I've gotten to the point where I just don't really talk about it unless it comes up because right. I'm just waiting because they'll see, you know, I'm more than halfway there.
Yeah. Yeah. You are on your way and we're going to hear more about that. Hey, go ahead and take just a moment to introduce yourself to our audience. Who are you apart from real estate? Where you grew up, education, that kind of thing.
Sure. My name's Sean. As you said, I grew up in Silicon Valley pretty much. I born in El Camino Hospital, lived in Los Altos, went to school. There was a little bit of roughness, in my family during my high school, early high school, and we kind of lost everything. So I ended up in a junior college studying automotive technology, worked in packaging as a mechanic and then in packaging and then in telecommunications and data wiring and whatnot in Silicon Valley. When I was about 40, I think 2006, quit my job, moved to Portland, wasn't there for a year. I moved back, bounced around in the Bay Area a little bit, and then I came up here to Washington where I became an electrician, and now I'm becoming a real estate investor.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And it's funny because you've bought single family houses, you're moving into multifamily, and you're a little bit of an eclectic individual. I say that as a compliment. Tell our audience the couple of different kind of homes that you've actually lived in during your life.
Well, I grew up in a standard 3-bedroom with a pool. That was kind of cool. And after that, we bounced around from a duplex to an old, really nice old house that we got dirt cheap for rent in downtown Los Altos, then a couple other rentals. For a while, I was just renting rooms in different places in the Bay Area from friends and whatnot. Then my mom and I moved in, actually earlier, my mom and I moved into a duplex, and she stayed. And after I bounced around for a while, got a good job. My mom's landlord was going to sell, and I managed to buy that place. That was tricky because I couldn't afford to, but let's just say I got creative. It took a while before I could move into the other half of the duplex. My mom was semi-disabled, so I kind of had to stick around and take care of it.
Right.
But then she passed. I moved to Portland. We lived in another basic 3-bedroom house. And after that, things got different. When I left Portland, I moved back to California. I lived outside of Yosemite on 40 acres. I was helping build an earth bag house. And I was living in a 14-foot, 1950s aristocrat trailer with a broken
That's
window.
What I was wanting to get to. You went through a lot of stuff there. I was wanting to get to the trailer. I think that's fascinating. And I looked up the earth bag house.
They
sent me that. That's pretty interesting. I like that. It's a long explanation.
It's cool. Yeah, it's a cool kind of building, but it's a lot of work. I moved back to the Bay Area, and I lived in a Costco carport tent in a friend's backyard for a year. and I was within walking distance of Stanford campus.
So you've been all over the place. And then what was your investment strategy before you discovered real estate and started thinking about real estate? Did you have any investment strategy? Did you have any end game for retirement?
I did, but it had to do with real estate. I'll try to keep it short. That duplex my mom moved into that I ended up having to buy, that mm-hmm. taught me that real estate could be a good thing, right?
Right.
And when I moved, I kept that duplex. Unfortunately, I no longer have it because it was, less than a mile from Apple Research and Development.
Right.
When I moved, I was making like $1,000 a month on that thing, but it was because of California real estate properties, real estate values going so far up. My plan, currently live in a pretty nice place. You know, when you sell something in California, you can buy something nice in Washington, at least not in Seattle. My plan was, if I had to, I was going to rent out my entire house and live in the shop. Because, I had maybe $100,000 in an IRA, and I've never worked anywhere that's going to give me a retirement.
You saw firsthand cash flow from real estate is something that could retire you. What triggered you to investigate Lifestyles Unlimited?
Now a friend of mine, at the time, he was just some customer that called me up to have me come out and look at his solar system, do an evaluation, solar power system. He told me about Lifestyles when I was out there working on his gear. And I thought, that sounds interesting. You know, I had ideas about real estate, but I thought I had to put down a whole bunch of money so that I would actually make something or at least pay for it for the first 10 years before I could actually get some profit off of it, right?
We're going to get that on the other side of the break. Hey, we're with Sean. Bought 5 single-family houses out of state, increased his equity by $237,000, and is on his way to financial freedom. We are working on your financial freedom. Stay with us through the break.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hi, I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm with Sean Swanson, who bought 5 houses out of state, actually halfway across the United States, and early on discovered cash flow from real estate because of a house that his mother owned and he owned, and discovered that real estate was a way that you could actually retire yourself. You could buy back your time. You could achieve financial freedom, and discovered Lifestyles Unlimited through a customer. And Sean, I think you were telling me that when you were talking to him, you thought real estate, you had to have a lot of money out of pocket and it was going to take you a long time before you made money. And continue from there with your friend.
Yeah. So he told me about it. And it sounded great, and I left, went to my next job site, completely forgot about it. I didn't forget, sure. But I didn't do anything about it, right? Because it's a hard thing to grasp, right? So I ended up going back. He's a chicken farmer, which is kind of fun. And he bought some new gear, and he needed help wiring it in. So he called me to come back and do some more electrical work, and we started talking again, and he brought it up again, and then there was somebody else there, and he was telling them. So I was listening to him tell somebody else, you know, kind of works a little different in my head. And I thought, okay, I really need to look at this. So got online, you know, I saw there's a number of websites that will tell you about lifestyles. And I saw the free workshop thing, but I also found a coupon. At the time, there was a coupon I could join for a whole year for something like $250. And I'm like, I've done stupider things with $250 than check out a possible retirement. So I spent the $250 and I started going through all the data, all the information they have online. I actually took the 2-day training online, a recorded version of it. I was flabbergasted. I'm like, oh my gosh, these guys are so smart. I signed up pretty much almost immediately, signed up to take the training in Texas, in your main office, in Houston, and to go meet people and see, all right, is this real? Because it all sounds kind of pie in the sky, right?
Right.
And I'm seeing families bringing their kids into the training to get them started. I'm meeting the IT guy. See, I'm meeting some of the mentors. I'm meeting the nice lady that works the front desk in the main office. And all these people seem really nice. You know, they're all very helpful. They're answering any question, even the hard questions I came up with at the time, whatever they were. I was slowly becoming convinced it's pretty real. You know, I showed up early for the Thursday night case study. That seemed great. There's a bunch of vendors in there talking, you know, introducing themselves, saying, hey, you know, I'm right here. Ask me a question.
So you're sitting in a two-day on Saturday financial freedom seminar?
Sitting in there, and I'm listening, and, I'm going through all the numbers. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I could do this. I could do this easy, right?
Right.
So I signed up for the challenge membership, you know, single-family stuff on Saturday, and then I came back on Sunday and listened to the multifamily stuff. I said, give me that contract. Let's rip that up. And I joined at the multifamily level premiere.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got the whole shebang.
Here's the thing. That first step, I really want to focus on something you said. I want to repeat that. If you're not familiar with Lifestyles Unlimited, if you've never been to one of our free workshops, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Sign up for one of our free workshops. It's free. There's no reason not to. It's 90 minutes long. It is online. It's live streamed. It is live. It's not a recording. And we teach you the 5 ways that we make money in real estate, actually in the 6th way with multifamily called forced appreciation. We show you actual real life examples of those. I will share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate. I'm actually teaching March 1st at 6:30. That's next Tuesday, 6:30 Central Time. And I'm going to offer the 2-year membership actually for $297. Sean paid 1 year for $250. And I like what he said. He said, I've done stupider things with $250 than go check out a way to find financial freedom. I think that's going to be my tagline from now on. A great opportunity, but the workshop is free. You can watch it from home. It's online. And so you can catch it that way. So you go through the financial freedom seminar and the 2-day, and that's where we teach you how to locate, negotiate, finance, rehab, lease, and manage single-family and multifamily properties. And you come out of that. And I need to tell you, Sean, when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, my first thought was, I'm going to buy houses. I was living in Katy, Texas at the time. I'm going to buy houses that are, you know, within 20 minutes of my house. I'd like to buy houses in my neighborhood. Now, my wife didn't think that was too cool because she didn't want renters walking over and knocking on our door. But I thought, you know, I'm going to need to go by every day during the rehab, check things out. I'll need to stop by maybe every month. Maybe I'll even swing a hammer a little bit, even though I'm horrible at swinging a hammer. I'm like the worst handyman in the world. And then I went to that 2-day training, and Dell taught in the 2-day that it's about what is profitable. And it became very clear that distance should not be a factor. So my first house was 47 minutes away. It had a 150% equity capture, 70% a year cash flow. It was just insane. And I also found out there was never anything offered in my neck of the woods, in my neighborhood, in my area, in Katy, Texas, that would have made a good rent house. And so, Sean, you did something that for many of our listeners probably seems impossible. You bought houses not 47 minutes away, but you bought houses 2,000 miles away. And with those houses, as I already mentioned, $237,000 of equity. And so after you finish the two-day financial freedom seminar, let's just begin, before we get to the break here in just a minute, let's begin to walk through your process on your very first house. What did you do? You did all the training. We provide a lot of training, so you know what to do. What were your first steps?
I started calling Jennifer. She's the realtor that I use.
Let's just say her name. By the way, she's a Lifestyles Unlimited realtor. Her name is Jennifer McCormick. Yep. She is number 9 of 45,000 realtors in the Houston area, and she does nothing but investment property. So she knows this business. You have to have a team to do this. And so you started calling Jennifer McCormick, who is one of the Lifestyles realtors. She actually sold a house for me as well. And you started calling her, and go ahead and continue from there.
Yeah, there's a blast, right? Everyone, all the realtors who have houses for sale will blast it out on a network. And if you're a member, you can be on that network, an email. But she kind of helped becoming the person that helped the national people, because I'm not there in Texas. I can't go look at the house. So she does a little extra, right?
Yep.
I start bugging her. She says, you know what? You're a new person. I've got a house. Already got a tenant in it. Doesn't need a whole lot of work. You know, it needed a new roof. It needed paint. I put some extra cabinets in the kitchen because they didn't have very many in there.
Right.
The prior owner had done some work, but it still needed a little bit, right? So it was, I think, $11,000 total out of pocket.
Pause right there. We're going to leave a cliffhanger to hear the rest on the other side. We're talking to Sean, who bought 5 single-family houses out of state, moving to multifamily, and on his way to retire himself. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day financial freedom seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Glad to be with you today. We are working on your financial freedom, and we're talking to Sean, who bought 5 single-family houses out of state, gave himself a $27,000 a year raise in doing so. And we're back in, this is about October 2019, Sean, on the first house?
Yeah. I think I went in contract on it in September. September.
Okay. And you're using Jennifer McCormick because she works for Lifestyles Unlimited as a realtor. And she is one of the top realtors in Houston, number 9 out of 45,000. And what was your total out of pocket on this house?
11,000 roughly, give or take.
11,000. And 32% cash flow.
Cost $50,000. But
right.
I paid that much.
Yeah. And so you had 32% cash flow. You had an IRA, correct?
I had.
Well, how much cash flow, when you had the IRA, how much cash flow did that IRA give you?
None. It was an IRA. And, right? You can't take money out until you retire.
Right. That's my point. And did you have capital appreciation of 32% a year?
No.
And so we're talking about just one aspect of this property. You had 32% cash flow, cash on cash return. That's what it's paying you. Mm-hmm. That is, but you're buying back your time. Do you know what your total equity? Have you sold that house? I can't remember.
Nope. Don't have it.
Nope. And so how much equity have you gotten in that house now? Dollar amount.
At the moment, I got about $38,500 in equity.
$38,500. You put in $11,000. So in terms of capital gains, you've tripled your original investment. In addition to get 32% of your cash flow, in addition to the tax benefits, in addition to the fact that you're paying down the mortgage, that's why we love real estate, single family real estate, because you make money in five different ways, and that is how you make money, and that is how you retire yourself. Now, I have to ask you: this is long distance that you're doing this. How did you do that? Were you flying to Houston every week or so to check on the work? I mean, I know there wasn't a lot of work on this house, but there was some. How did you manage that? For our listeners, I want to be specific.
Yeah, it was 5 months from the time I bought the house before I actually saw it. I did everything on the phone. You know, Jennifer connected me with some realtors. I already met finance people. Because when I started doing this, I went on the vendors list.
Right.
That is accessible. And, Toby, he does, he's AMP financing, AMP right. mortgage. So I was already talking to him. They of course have appraisers and whatnot.
Right.
I got an inspector off of the list, I think. I just called people. Jennifer did more than a regular realtor. She helped coordinate things and stuff for me. Like drove out there once or twice when it was needed. Yeah,
and this first property,
I didn't do a thing on it. I didn't touch it. I didn't see it. I saw pictures of it, of course. Mm-hmm. But it was all done from here, of the time while I was working, making a quick call.
So if you're listening right now and you're wondering, is this something that I can do? First of all, you need to know I'm a completely unhandy guy. I can't do any of the handiwork, and I have done this. Sean is a guy who's 2,000 miles away or more. And he's doing it long distance, not even seeing the property for 5 months. You can do this. You just have to get up and go. Now, I will tell you, Jennifer did say, I talked to Jennifer this morning, she said you're a type A, you're a go-getter, and you're aggressive. And that's one thing folks have to do. You've got to take responsibility for yourself. You have to do it yourself. It is up to you to get motivated, to make a difference, and to move forward. And that's why I want to encourage you again, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com and sign up for the free workshop. Like we said, it's free, so you can do it. So you've got your first house under contract, and that's in October. You got your first house underway, and this
purchase
is October.
Purchase
the first house, October of 2019. So next house, when did you get that one under contract?
A week later.
Are type A. And so that house.
It's funny. I go back and forth. I mean, you listen to Dell long enough, you learn about his version of type A and type B. And I go back and forth between those two things. But I had learned that not only do I get to have a retirement, but I could have it in a few years. Right?
Right.
I was very excited. And it there was a bit of a pucker factor in pulling the trigger on the first house. I can't deny that.
Sure.
But I had gone, I had met, I had talked to, I had seen, that may be a little more difficult in COVID, but COVID seems to be, letting go of its grip of our nation at the moment. I pulled the trigger on the first one, and it worked. It worked great. And I've done it 5 times now. Eight, if you include the multifamily. But a week later, I think I called Jennifer maybe every day, And she said, shut up. And then the next day she said, here's your house. And bought the next house. The next house didn't need much work, but it did need to have someone put in it. You know, so I took on another thing that was new, and that worked. We found somebody in town who, a leasing agent, right? Somebody who will just put the person in there. And
that's something I need to ask you. Yeah, that's something I need to ask you, because a lot of times people out of state will use a property management company, and then you're going to pay maybe 5%, 6%, whatever the case may be, probably 6% mm-hmm. of your rental
6%
income.
Of the total, but that becomes today. More of your cash on cash than 6%.
Right. So you did not use a property management company.
Correct. I used a leasing agent. You know, they charge you a good portion of the first month's rent, but
right.
When you refinance to get out of the original loan you got to buy the house, get into a regular loan that ends up paying for just about everything that the first loan took, you don't pay that mortgage until the second month, right? It takes, there's a month of lead time in there. And then, so your first month's rent, you give up most of that, but you've got someone who is seeing the people, putting the sign out, you know, showing it, all that. You could do it without them, you know, modern software and situations and, you know, getting a sign out there with all the information. But for me, I want it taken care of. And, you know, considering I'm going to be making money on this house the next month, it's worth it to have someone just take care of it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to work
tremendous.
On it. I want it done. So, yeah.
Yeah, I need to ask you on that first house. I've seen the house. It looks beautiful now. There was already a resident living there, and so you replaced mm-hmm. the roof, you did siding, you did foundation work, you put in a new hot water heater, you put in an HVAC, you enclosed part of the carport to make a laundry room, added cabinetry in the kitchen. What did your tenant think about all this? What was his response to all this that you did?
He's my best tenant. He was very happy.
He should be your best tenant.
he had been fighting a little bit. Bad situation, but the prior tenant, you know, he put some money in it. He wasn't able to, you know, he didn't want to go, he didn't want to raise rent above what rent in that area would be.
Right.
So he wasn't making a lot of money. He didn't want to put any more in it. The tenant, you know, he had a couple of issues and they weren't getting taken care of. So I bought the place to enclose part of the carport to give him a laundry room. It's not very big.
You gave him a brand new home. Hey, hold right there, Sean. Yeah. Let's go to the other side of the break. Sean bought 5 houses out of state. He is on track to retire himself here within about 2 years. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Investor Radio Show, and we are working on your financial freedom.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought 3 brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have 3 of her inherited properties and then 3 properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into 3, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey there, I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're talking to Sean Swanson, who has purchased 5 houses from out of state. And in addition to that, his very first house, he already had a resident in it, made the house a beautiful place to live. And we were talking before we cut out for the break, we were talking about how that resident felt about that. And he's still with you, right, Sean?
Yeah, in fact, what was it, last winter, I think it was? Or was it earlier this winter? I think it was last winter when Houston had the freeze that they had never had before. A lot of pipes.
Yes, sir, last Valentine's.
Yeah, that tenant's brother came in, fixed the pipe in his house. I talked to Cartez, that's his name, and Cartez says, "Oh yeah, just call my brother." And he went around and fixed two of my other houses. So I had my houses fixed in days when people couldn't get a plumber for a week.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I will tell you something about that. That vendor list that we have is gold. I actually had one house that had a small leak. I texted one of the plumbers off the vendor list. He texted me back pretty quickly. He was out there. It was a couple of days. I talked to him a week or two later, and he said, "David," he said, "on the first day of the freeze, I had 400 texts from people needing service." He said, "I responded to your text because you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member. That's why you got your place fixed quick." That's the power of our vendor list. And folks, as you're listening, you have to have a team of people. I mean, one thing you hear Sean saying, he had a tremendous team because he had Jennifer McCormick, number nine realtor out of 45,000 in Houston. He had a team of other people to do the rehab, to do the foundation repairs, all those kind of things. You have to have a team in place. You can do that on your own. You can mom and pop it. You can do the rehab, rehab yourself, which you do not want to do because every time you pick up a hammer, you lose money. You want to do it with a good team in place. And one way we do that is with Lifestyles Unlimited, through networking and through our vendor list. Great opportunities for all that. So you bought that house. You bought the second one a month later. House number three, how long before you purchased that house?
House number three took me 6 or 7 months because I ended up pulling, I did a refinance on my home to pull some more money, right? The first two I bought after I pulled my IRA, and I had enough to buy another one, but that would give me, that would have chewed into my reserve that I wanted to keep just in case something happened. So my refinance on my house, it's two separate plots of land that are kind of combined, but it confused the refinance people, unfortunately. So that took longer than it should have. So I got that done by like July and then got right into my third house. Got that done before the end of the year. And I think I started, pretty sure I started the fourth house before the end of 2020.
And so,
yeah,
so your five houses you got, when was the last one? When did you purchase the
last house? I closed, like, I think it was just before, just after Christmas 2020.
Just after Christmas 2020. So in about a year and a couple of months, you had five houses under your belt.
Yes.
That's tremendous. That is tremendous. And folks, as you're listening, that's what you can do when you have a good team in place, when you have good training, when you have good education, when you have people on your team that can do the work and who know the work. And the thing about having folks on your team is that will save you thousands of dollars, having the right people in place. And you have to ask that question, who is in your corner? For most people, the person in their corner is me, myself, and I. And that is not a very strong team. You want people who have years of experience. Lifestyles Unlimited has been doing this since 1990 with 50,000 members. And that's the power of our team. Now, one piece of that, Sean, that I know you like is Expo. We have Expo coming up in March 16th through 19th. It is a real estate investor Expo. Probably 5,000 people there at the Expo. And tremendous breakout sessions like 10 property hotspots for 2022, retiring with single family using $25,000, tenant screening, how to build your power team, how to finance 10 properties in 10 months, panels like Super Women of Real Estate. There'll be a panel discussion with a bunch of successful female real estate investors, negotiation workshop. So, Sean, tell us about your Expo experience. I know you really enjoy going to that every year and have gotten a lot out of it.
Yeah, Expo is a blast. Yeah, nothing like hanging out with 5,000 people or looking at retirement, you know, with the reading glasses on, not with the binocular. First year I went, it was a big eye-opener. You know, I went every single breakout session I could squeeze in there. I went to all of those. I learned more tricks, more information, talking to people, learning what not to do, learning that maybe I might have a problem, and this is how you get out of it. And, you know, everyone, it's like, it was phenomenal to see so many people that are doing what I'm doing. I sat at a table for lunch with a group of people. You know, the table's a big round table. It was like 10, 12 seats. There's this nice couple, you know, they've got, I'm mid-50s. They're probably mid-60s. I'm not sure. And they're just kind of sweet, nice people. And they're talking, and somebody asked them, so how many apartment buildings are you into? And the lady says, I think we're at 33 now.
33 apartment buildings.
Yes. Yeah. They have a good retirement. So it was great. Enlivening, it's invigorating, and it's hugely educational.
One of the great things about Expo is it will jumpstart your motivation. If you are feeling your motivation is lacking, if your enthusiasm is draining, you need to constantly reinvigorate that. I think Zig Ziglar said one time, he said, motivation doesn't last, but you need to do things that increase your motivation, that make your that gets you motivated again. And this is one of the great opportunities. And you can go to Lifestyles Unlimited Expo 2022.com, or just go to the Lifestyles website, and you can use my name as the promo code. It's capital DAVID, all caps, and you can get a free expo ticket for $97 to attend that. Just go to lifestylesunlimited.com and get signed up for that. Especially if you're in the Houston area or in Texas, it's going to be right here in Houston, Texas, at the George R. Brown Convention Center. One thing I want to talk about is you decided then, Sean, to make a jump to multifamily and passive income. What was the motivation for that?
That was Expo year number two. Expo got kicked back last year because of COVID. Normally it's April, May timeframe. Last year was September. So I go out there in September, and I was starting to wonder, thinking, you know, my original plan, nine houses would give me enough cash to retire. Cash flow to retire.
But, right.
And you know, it builds, single family houses build equity. My second house now has, I think, about 88,000 equity in it. But multifamily, there's a lot less work. Not that I've been working hard on my single family, but there's less work. And I love the idea of banding together with a bunch of people to pull down this $30 million unit, right? Mm-hmm. And then we all benefit from it, and the tax benefits are great. And then just rinse and repeat, you know? Eventually, with single family, I might have to do some repair and stuff, but with the multifamily, I just collect checks and look at numbers. Great.
And let me explain to people what that means, because it may sound a little bizarre as folks are listening if they're not familiar. What that means is, what Sean has done is he has invested. There's a lead investor who goes and finds the property. And he says, folks, I'm going to run this property. I'm going to do all the work. You invest, you'll pay me a small override. And for that small override, you're going to get all the tax benefits. You're going to get all the appreciation. You're going to get the cash flow. You're going to get everything that you would get otherwise, except you don't have to do any work. And you don't even have to walk to your mailbox anymore to get the money, because I'm going to send you your quarterly distribution electronically. So you don't even have to do that. And so it is truly, truly passive income in the sense that you don't have to do anything. Single family is great. Once you get enough money, you can move up to multifamily and begin doing that. And so you're looking at retiring, I think you said 2024. Is that correct?
If I hit all my goals, I'll have the cash to retire, cash flow.
Cash to retire. Right.
Yeah, mid-23, maybe a little later in 2023. But my goal is to retire medium to the end of 2024. I really like my job, and I like this place, and I want to build up another big chunk of cash after I have all that extra cash flowing in.
So we're right at the end of the show. I want you to take about 10 seconds. What would you say to someone who's sitting there listening to the radio right now?
Spend the required time and the required money, which is a small amount, to dive in, check this out, take the free workshop, you know, and really look at it. Because if you're sitting on any kind of equity, you are sitting on your retirement.
That is great. That is great. Folks, thanks so much for being with us today. You listen to Sean Swanson. I'm your host, David Ruzicka. We are working on your financial freedom. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get signed up for the workshop. I'm doing the one March 1st on Tuesday at 6:30 Central Time. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.